Chapter 10 Small Town, Big City. Page 138. A. Listening for Understanding. Listen to Joe and Bet describe their hometowns. Think about the following questions. Then discuss your answers in pairs or small groups. Small Town, Big City.
My name is Joe. I come from Cactus Springs, Nevada. Not many people know about the town. It's a tiny place in the middle of the desert. The town only has one stoplight, a gas station, two stores, three churches, and one restaurant. But that's where I grew up. When I was a teenager, my friends and I would get our kicks by racing cars down State Street after midnight. There wasn't much else to do except watch the one fuzzy channel we could get on TV. When we wanted more excitement, we would save up our money and go to Las Vegas. Then we would really go bananas. There was so much to see and do. We had a ball just walking around, watching the tourists and the bright lights. Sometimes I gambled, but I had to keep it a secret because my parents didn't want me to waste my money that way. Usually, someone would let the secret out of the bag, and my dad would get angry and say I could never go back. But I always did. Mostly, though, I just stayed in Cactus Springs and got bored. All my friends said that living in a small town was for the birds, and they couldn't wait to leave and go someplace really exciting like Chicago, Illinois. Most people never left, but I did. One day, I just packed my bags and started driving east. But I never got to Chicago. Halfway there, I met a woman named Bet.
I'm Bet, and I was born in Chicago. Chicago was a very exciting city when I was growing up. It was so big and busy and loud. There were huge stores full of beautiful things to tickle anyone's fancy. There were movie stars and businessmen and people from all over the world. I loved it. After a while, though, I got tired of the noise and traffic. I used to dream of going to a small town like Cactus Springs. I found that the people in small towns always seemed friendly and down to earth, and life there seemed much quieter and more peaceful. Finally, I packed my bags and started driving west. But I only got as far as Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's where I met Joe.
Well, Bet and I got married 40 years ago. We talked a lot about going back to Chicago or to Cactus Springs, but we never did. We just stayed in Tulsa. You know, if you live in a place long enough, it grows on you. We like Tulsa. It's not too small and not too big. Now we think it's the best place to be.
Page 141. D. Choosing the best answer. Listen to the radio interview. Then listen to statements from the interview. Read the sentences below. Choose the sentence that best matches the statement you heard. Circle A, B, or C.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Harris, president of the Belleville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me to speak on your program.
Mr. Harris, 15 years ago, Belleville was a growing city. Then the city started to die. What happened?
Well, as you know, many people in Belleville worked at the big shoe factory. When the factory shut down, they had to move away. Trying to find work in Belleville was for the birds.
What are you doing to create new jobs?
We've been very successful in bringing new businesses back to Belleville. We've also been working on a secret project, and today I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. In place of the old shoe factory, we're building a new entertainment center. People can go there and have a ball. There will be theaters, stores, and a nightclub. There will also be several new restaurants, so you can order whatever kind of food tickles your fancy. And at the center of town, there will be a huge park with a playground for the children. The kids will go bananas. Older children and teenagers can get their kicks skateboarding or roller skating.
That sounds great. Do you expect any problems with the project?
We've heard that some of the long-term residents of Belleville like things the way they are, but we believe that the new and improved Belleville will grow on them. Of course, the best thing about Belleville is that even with all the changes we're making, our people won't change. They'll still be friendly and down to earth. We think Belleville will soon be the best place to live in the country.
Statements. 1.
Well, as you know, many people in Belleville worked at the big shoe factory. When the factory shut down, they had to move away. Trying to find work in Belleville was for the birds.
2.
We've been very successful in bringing new businesses back to Belleville. We've also been working on a secret project, and today I'm going to let the cat out of the bag.
3.
In place of the old shoe factory, we're building a new entertainment center. People can go there and have a ball. There will be theaters, stores, and a nightclub.
4.
There will also be several new restaurants, so you can order whatever kind of food tickles your fancy.
5.
And at the center of town, there will be a huge park with a playground for the children. The kids will go bananas.
6.
Older children and teenagers can get their kicks skateboarding or roller skating.
7.
We've heard that some of the long-term residents of Belleville like things the way they are, but we believe that the new and improved Belleville will grow on them.
8.
Of course, the best thing about Belleville is that even with all the changes we're making, our people won't change. They'll still be friendly and down to earth.